Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things I've been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making a move.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey. Is Cuba with you?
He's dialing in now.
Oh, okay. Why are you hanging up?
I don't know. He said kick him out.
What?
How y'all doing this evening?
We doing good. Because you missed it, so I'm asking, you got to hear everything.
Yeah.
You missed it, so you missed something. Ooh, everybody just popped in. I have Hubert, Auntie Carrie, Sister Shirley, and Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Yes.
Good evening.
Yes.
Good
evening. Shalom, shalom.
Okay, all right. I'll pick up reading in Numbers 9. And it's still referencing dedication of the Levites and the travel instructions. And who is not defiled, and anyone who is not a trip and yet refused to celebrate the Passover on the regular time shall be excommunicated from the people of Israel for refusing to sacrifice to Jehovah at a proper time. He must bear his guilt, and if a foreigner is living among you and wants to celebrate the Passover to the Lord, he shall follow all these same instructions. There is one law for all. On the day of the tabernacle was raised, the cloud covered it, and that evening the cloud changed to the appearance of fire and stayed that way throughout the night. It was always so, the daytime cloud changed into the appearance of a fire at night. When the cloud lifted, the people of Israel moved on to wherever it stopped and camped there. In this way, the journey at the command of the Lord and stopped when he told them to, then remained there as long as the cloud stayed. If it stayed a long time, then they stayed a long time. But if it stayed only a few days, then the Lord remained only a few days. For so the Lord had instructed them. Sometimes the fire cloud stayed only during the day and moved on to the next morning. But day or night, when it moved, the people broke camp and followed. If the cloud stayed above the tabernacle 2 days or a month or a year, that is how long the people of Israel stayed. But as soon as it moved, they moved. So it was that they camped or traveled at the command of the Lord. And whatever the Lord told Moses they should do, they did. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we didn't have any new callers, Loretta. We can go ahead with the program.
Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
So this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
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 Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, Angela will come to us to bless the prayer line, so if everyone would bow their head, please.
Dear God, as we come together today, we give you thanks for the good gifts that you have given us. We ask for your guidance in our lives, and we pray that your love will live amongst us. Thank you that your promise to us, where two or three are gathered, you are there in the midst. So, Lord, we welcome you amongst us today, and we celebrate the gift of life that you have lavished upon each of us. We ask that you would open our ears so that we may hear your voice. Open our minds so that we may receive your eternal wisdom. Open our spirits so that we may know your leading and guidance. And open our hearts, Lord, so that we may receive your wonderful love. We ask all this in the glorious name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Shalom.
We had another caller, June. Is that Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Shalom. Shalom.
Let's go ahead and get started with the program. Again, let her mention. If I call your name and you would not like to speak, just say pass. I would like to start off with Hubert.
Yes, I'll be coming to you from the book of Psalms. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Psalm 39. I said, I will watch my ways and keep my tongue from sin. I will put a muzzle on my mouth as long as the wicked are in my presence. But when I was silent and still, not even saying anything good, my anger increased. My heart grew hot within me. And as I meditated, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. Show me, O Lord, my life end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting is my life. You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you. Each man's life is but a breath. Man is a mere phantom as he goes to and fro. He bustles about, but only in vain. He hopes to, he heaps up wealth, not knowing when we get it. But now, O Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you. Save me from my trespasses. Do not let me the scorns of fools. I was silent. I would not open my mouth, for you are the one who has done this. Remove your scourge from me. I am overcome by the blow of your hand. You rebuke and discipline men for their sins. You consume their wealth like a moth. Each man is but a breath, Selah. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my cry for help. Be not deaf to my weeping, for I dwell with you as an alien, a stranger, as my all my fathers were. Look away from me, that I may rejoice again, before I depart and am no more. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in his sight. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading out of Psalm, Hubert. Alrighty. Next we have Mom.
Okay. I'm coming out the red prayer book. And the subject said, let go of resentment and bitterness, pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, life seemed too unjust, so unfair.
Excuse me.
The pain of rejection is almost more than I can bear. My past relationships have ended in strife, anger, rejection, resentment, and bitterness. Father, help me to let go of all bitterness and resentment. You are the one who binds up the heal, the brokenhearted. I receive your anointing that breaks and destroys every yoke of bondage. I receive emotional healing by faith according to your word. And with his stripes, we are healed. I thank you for giving me the grace to stand firm until the process is complete. Thank you for my wise counsel. I acknowledge the Holy Spirit as my wonderful counsel. Thank you for helping me work out my salvation with fear and trembling. For it is you, Father, who work in me to will and to act according to your good purpose. In the name of Jesus, I choose to forgive those who have wronged me. I choose to live a life of forgiveness because you have forgiven me. With the help of the Holy Spirit, I get rid of all resentment, bitterness, wrath, anger, bowing, and slander, along with every form of malice. I desire to be kind and patient to others. Forgive them just as in Christ. You forgive me. With the help of the Holy Spirit, I make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. For I know that without holiness, no one will see you. I choose to see to it that I do not miss your grace and that no root of resentment or bitterness grow up within me to cause trouble. I will watch and pray that I will not enter into temptation or cause others to stumble. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you watch over your word to perform it, and that whom the Son set free is free indeed. I declare that I have overcome resentment and bitterness by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ and by the word of my testimony. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mom. Amen. Okay, next we have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming from John, but I'm reading out the New International Version. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things was made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shineth in darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light, but he came only as a witness to the light. The true light that giveth light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world, though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believe in his name, he gave them the right to become the children of God. Children born not of natural descendant, not of human decision or a human will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This was he whom I said, he who come after me has surpassed me because he was before me. From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's right side, has made him known. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for that reading out of John, Auntie Betty. Next, we'll have Loretta.
Praise God. I am coming out of the Red Prayer Book. And
amen.
Also, you can reference my reading out of John 14. The title is The Truth and Light of God. Here's the problem. When we was born in the human nature, separated from God and the truth of God, due to the spirit or the fall of Adam, the first man from God. Therefore, our mind from one generation to the next are corrupt, shaped by sin tendency. There is a veil of this sinful blindness or darkness that keeps us from seeing and understanding the truth. Darkness can mask truth if we don't know truth. We therefore cannot perceive the truth on our own. When we belong to God through Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God helps to order and direct our thoughts. However, our own mind, with misguided mind, we think we are okay. We think we can do anything right apart from God. But in all actuality, we are deceived. We must have God in us to even begin to understand how far off base we are or how bad we have missed what is really going on. God is not coming to us to condemn us, but to reveal himself and invite us to share with him the most wonderful life and light. Without the truth and the light of God, we will not understand why the world or the people fallen or separated from God and act the way they do. If you listen to what people say, you can clearly hear their words justifying their action, giving a clear broadcast of the darkened heart and mind they live in. God didn't make us robots. Instead, God gave us a choice, and it is up to each one of us to walk with him or apart from him. Thank God he didn't leave us nor forsake us in that condition, but he provided a way back to our Heavenly Father through his Son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Loretta. Next we have Auntie Carrie.
I will read Psalm 25. Unto thee, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let my enemy triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Lead me in thy truth. Teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercy and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever old. Remember not the sin of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember me thou for thy goodness sake, O God. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he will teach sinner in the way. The meek will be judged. The meek will be guided in the judgment, and the meek will teach his ways. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimony. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What is man that fears the Lord? Him that he teacheth the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he hath plucked my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The trouble of my heart are enlarged. O bring God me out of my distress. Look upon my affection and my pain, and forgive all of my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. Oh, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and upright preserve me and wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of his trouble. Amen.
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 Yes, thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Next we have Sister Shirley.
Yes, I'll be coming from Psalms also, Psalms 96. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonder among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the people are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of the people. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him all the earth. Say among the nation, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the field be joyful and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming, for he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. Amen.
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 And thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Awesome. Okay. And next we have Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm going to read Genesis chapter 1, 1 through 5. The heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and vile, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. All right, I'll go next. I just want to read some information shared with us in our Fresh Rain Revival last week. We had some dynamic speakers, but one of my favorites was Kerwin Lee. So I'm just going to talk about what he shared with us. The first one is coming out of Luke 13, 10 to 17. This is where the main character is Jesus, and we discovered the word of Jesus, the word from Jesus, and we discovered the work by Jesus and the work against Jesus. It is the season to be in church and being the church. If you miss church, you never know what you are missing. Missing a blessing. The benefits of being in church: you receive education from the Lord. You receive communications from the Lord. You receive transformation from the Lord. God can change you. Now, out of Psalm 73, he talked about becoming a better person because you go to church. And it was the first item in Psalm 73, the surety for Asaph, what he's sure about, the difficulties for Asaph, what he's struggling with, and the clarity for Asaph, discovering his clarity. Church can help you with attending with obsessions, depressions, and progression. Let's keep it moving. Stop focusing on people and focus on God. Then his last thing he talked about was out of Luke 4:16, making the most of your church experience, maximizing your worship experience, and willing to pay the cost. Focus more on what God is doing rather than your feelings. Your goal should not be to get to heaven. It should be that you desire to be more like Jesus and win others to him. Amen?
Amen.
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 Turn it over to Loretta.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. And let's see, I just received news from Mom that Auntie Maria is in the hospital with the pneumonia. And right now, we ask the Lord for a speedy recovery. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless Uncle Oliver, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Uncle Champ, Uncle Dave, Auntie Marie, Mother May, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley and family, the Hurd family, the Lowe's family, the Verner family, the Allen family, the Williams family, the Cody family, the Simmons family, Essie May and family, Cheryl and family, Vanessa and family, Joseph and family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Angie and family, Donna and family, Leonard and family, Reggie and family, Roster and family, the Ross family, Charlie and family, Leonard and family, the Moore family, the Beck family, Desert Kendrick and family, Ruth Edwards, Dorisa and Jesse Verner, the Brown family, the Franklin family, Derek and family, the Johnson family, Joseph and family, Carlos and the Wells family, Marianne and family, Cheryl and family, Katrina and family, Jordan, Malachi, DeMarcus, Tony, Eric, Brian, Dwight and Tawana and family, Ronnie McClure, the Peters family, Marilyn and family, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for all that you do for us daily. Continue to lay your healing hands upon us and keep us safe. And Lord, allow our heartbeat to continue to beat with the rhythm of life, and that our bodies are in perfect chemical balance. Deliver our sick and shut-ins from the authority of darkness, for God sent his word to heal us, and we thank you for your words. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Thank you for that, Loretta. Next, we're going to recognize birthdays from February the 4th through February the 10th. I will name a few that I have, but if I'm missing anyone, please share. I want to start on the 4th. I have Hope Williams and Gail Jones. On the 10th, I have Mark, Oliver, and Talal. Are there any other birthdays?
Amen.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'm on the phone.
Okay, I will have, let's see. Loretta, would you do us the honor of singing a happy birthday for me?
Sure. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And many, many more. God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I have everything I need. One minute,
Hello.
Thank you. Hello.
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 Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. For-
Hallelujah.
That was you, Reverend?
I wish I sung like that.
Oh, Lord, okay. I didn't know.
Let's continue with the last part of our program. This is the time that we can share our testimonies, poems, songs, or anything that you would like to share with us. I would like to start off with Hubert.
Yes, I would just like to say the Lord is good, and he's my shepherd. And after that, I pass.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that.
Amen.
All right, next I have Auntie
Dot. Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 134. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord. Bless by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hand in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Auntie Dot. Next, I have Loretta.
Okay. Let's see. I'll be coming out of a book of poems. The writer is Virginia Grimmer. The title is Little Prayer. As we pass a fellow man who is burdened low, we can say a little prayer for God to bless himself. And if we hear of someone's need, go distant from our place, a little prayer upon our lips will not deceive our pace. For a little prayer are helpful when tasks won't let us pause. But we can wish and pray in heart for others' needs and cause. The prayer may just be simple as we seek life's best. For those who ache and suffer, we wish to see them blessed. So let us fill some moments of every busy day with lots of special little prayers and send them on their way. Amen.
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 Thank you for
I'm coming out of Matthew 22:34-40, and it says the greatest commandment. Many people don't mind giving God a little, and some are willing to give him a bit more. Others are even willing to give him a great deal. But God commands us to give him all, everything, not just all of our headache, heartache, trouble, and sorrow. God wants our gifts, talents, intellect, skill, and will. When we bring him our all, he will do for us what he did with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. He blessed us and multiplied what we have and what we give. He bestowed purpose and meaning upon our lives. He is calling us to be men among men and women among women. Amen.
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 All righty. Thank you for that reading out of Matthew's mother. Next I have Auntie Carrie.
Yes, I would like to read Numbers 6:22-27. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his son, saying, this is the wise, you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Auntie Karen. Next, we have Sister Shirley.
Yes, I have a Black History quote from Langston Hughes. Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is broken. Life is a broken wing, winged bird that cannot fly. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you, Mrs. Shirley.
Amen.
Okay, next we have Auntie Betty.
Yes. I'm going to sing, try anyway. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me, and he's been good to me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me, and he's been good to me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that save a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, but blind, but now I see. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. All right, now, Haley.
Okay. Well, I will go last. And I would like to say, I forgot a very good saying that Kerwin said at the end of his speech when he talked about going to church and the benefits of going to church. He said, coming to church is like going to the gas station. Stop by to get your joy.
Mm-hmm.
You're partners with God, so get involved. Okay.
Yeah.
The next thing that I want to share tonight is from Bishop Daryl Brister. The title of his speech was Breaking Point. Everything that happens in your life, either you ordered it or allowed it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Mm-hmm. God is a good God.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 1, 2 to 3 and 8, 9. When you are at the breaking point, God does not comfort us to make us comfortable, but he comforts us to be comforters.
Mm-hmm.
Life has a way of sometimes being extremely stressful, but stress is a part of life. Too much stress, though, can bring you to a breaking point. When you are at a breaking point, there are at least 5 things that you can do. First is to release your frustration. Just give it to God.
Mm-hmm.
Let go of all that fury, worry, guilt, and depression. Just give it to God. And spend more time with the Lord, praying and meditating.
Mm-hmm.
The second one was don't become bitter. Just let it go. No one or nothing is worth your peace and joy. Accept what you cannot change and move on. Focus on something you can be grateful for. Have a heart of gratitude. And wait and see when God shows up. The third item was reach out for help. Just make sure you're reaching out to the right kind of people. Surround yourself with people that can help you. And also get you a prayer partner. The fourth thing, just look to the Lord. Refocus and shift your perspective. And the fifth thing, don't give up. Keep on trusting and believing in the Lord, and he'll elevate your promises.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. Well, that actually concludes our call. Does anyone have anything else they would like to say before we close?
Yes, I would like to say that Auntie Janet is at the hospital with her sister, Auntie Marie, and I ask that we just keep them in prayer and pray for a speedy recovery. And amen.
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 And as far as the Super Bowl goes, go Eagles.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Yes. Well, I had 2 granddaughters. I think she had the flu. I know the Jordan said she had the flu. And Hazel, she said a cold, but I said the flu because it's going around.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to pray for them.
Amen.
Amen.
And we will.
All righty, I'll go ahead with the closing prayer. Father God, as we gather here in the harbor of your safety, we thank you for this fellowship and for our family and friends. We ask that you will. My apologies. We ask that you will strengthen us, restore us, and inspire us with your love. Lord, fill us with your peace, so that as we journey onward, we would pour out your love and grace to others. We ask that our souls would catch the wind of your spirit so that we would take your promises to all the earth. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House, bless America and other nations, and bless this prayer line. Heavenly Father, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosper, victorious week. We love you all. Good night. And go Eagles.
Love you all. Good night.